Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today I'm going to talk to you about what a high-quality dropshipping company looks like. So if this is the first time watching the channel, definitely hit that subscribe button, and let's get into the video. So when we're talking quality dropshipping companies, what I really mean is how well that company performs, how good their products are, and whether they take care of you as a dealer, and how good they are to their customers. So I'm going to go over a few key points you want to keep in mind as you're building out your dropshipping company so that you understand that the suppliers that you have are going to make or break your business. Okay, so first and foremost, understand that the suppliers that you bring on board are going to reflect upon your brand. So your brand as a e-commerce company that does dropshipping is mainly based on the customer support and the service that you provide to your customers and the marketing that you do to sell the suppliers' products. Okay, so that's your place in the ecosystem as a middleman e-commerce store, as a retail online store. So with that being said, you want to only work with suppliers that are good quality suppliers, and you want to provide the best customer support to your customers so that you can reflect well upon your brands and your brands will reflect well upon you as a retailer, and it'll be a win-win situation. And of course, there's a win for your customer as well. So let's get into it. So number one key with dropshipping suppliers that I always try to find are suppliers that have good communication. And this starts from the first moment that you contact them. How quickly do they answer their phones? How professional do they sound on their phones? Are you able to speak with somebody that is going to be able to help you right away? Or does it take a while to get somebody on the phone that's actually going to be able to help you? So good, fast communication is key with any dropshipping supplier company, because as you do business with them, of course, if there's problems in communication, everything else is going to fall down as a result of that. So communication is the foundation of a good relationship with the supplier. Number two is that you want to make sure the supplier is going to be able to ship out your products quickly. That goes without being said, because with dropshipping, it's really important that you have products shipping out right away. And if you're going to have to wait 2 or 3 weeks for a product to ship, and you don't tell your customers that, oftentimes you'll probably get chargebacks or at least pissed off customers. So you need to either make sure that, number one, your products ship right away, or two, if they don't, if they're custom made or something like that, then you make sure that's really clear on your website that it takes 2 or 3 weeks to ship, or 4 to 6 weeks to ship, because it's a custom made product. And you get in touch with your customers through clear and direct communication, either by email or phone number, to make sure that they understand that. All right, number three is low damage rates. Oftentimes when products are shipped, especially big ones, they're shipped by freight, and they have to be loaded up into a freight truck from the supplier's warehouse, oftentimes dropped off into a warehouse somewhere and load up into another freight truck to actually be delivered to the customer's house and then delivered curbside. And through all that on and off and transportation, oftentimes things can get damaged. Things can get impaled into the product, or things get scraped or scratched along the way. Corners get dented. Whatever happens during shipping can happen. And so you want to make sure you work with suppliers that work with shipping companies that provide really good service and have good policies for insurance. Okay. So if your supplier does shipping for you, make sure you understand what companies they're using for shipping, and that you make look them up and make sure that they actually offer good service. Another option is actually to do the shipping yourself. And I use and recommend a company called Freight Club for that. You can look them up and use our referral link to sign up for their Shopify app. It's ecommerceparadise.com/freightclub. And Freight Club is great because they provide really great rates for shipping high ticket products, expensive products, big products. And they've been great to work with as well. Oftentimes they'll be a bit cheaper than what the supplier can give you as a freight cost, so you'll save money and you'll have less issues. All you have to do is actually get a quote from them for the shipping and then pay for it. They'll give you a bill of lading and you send that to the supplier. They actually arrange the pickup time and the shipping company picks it up. The only drawback is that, of course, since you're doing the shipping, it is now your responsibility to handle it in case of any damage. If there's damage, it has to be shipped back. You're the one that has to file a claim and wait to be reimbursed on that instead of your supplier. So a little bit more liability risk involved, but besides that, it's a pretty good way to save some money and to be more in control of the process. But generally speaking, yes, we want to make sure that you work with suppliers that have low damage rates. Of course, you won't know this right away, but you will know this over time. And over time working with them, if lots of products are getting damaged, you need to find a better solution. Either do your own shipping or, talk to the supplier and ask them, they can find a different shipping company. All right, the next one is to take really good care of their dealers. It's really important that suppliers put their dealers first and foremost, because obviously the customer is the most important thing, but suppliers don't deal with the customers directly, the dealers do. And so if the supplier isn't willing to take care of the dealer in a situation, then they're probably not going to treat the customers very well either, and that's not a good supplier. So you only want to work with suppliers that treat their dealers really well. In other words, they offer great pricing, obviously, right off the bat, but then later on down the road when there's issues, if you find that suppliers are screwing you over as a dealer, maybe not, allowing you certain, things, or charging you restocking fees on returns and things like that, that just don't seem quite fair for a dealer, then you should probably look for other suppliers or just talk to them and say, hey guys, we don't really think that this is a fair policy that you have. Is there anything you can do to work around that? So we really want to work with suppliers that take care of us as e-commerce dealers. We also want to work with suppliers that provide great warranty support. Warranty support is really important. There's warranty issues that happen with products sometimes, especially electronics products, and even products that aren't. And so when something gets damaged or whatever, during the warranty period, if the supplier is really, really, good supplier, then what they're going to do is provide, replacement parts, and they're going to ship those free of charge to the customer. So that's good warranty support. Now, bad warranty support is an example where if the product doesn't work at all because of the issue, the replacement parts don't work, the supplier refuses to take the product back. That's bad warranty support. And a supplier that refuses to take their product back, even though it doesn't work at all, and they've gone through the tech support process and everything, and they leave it on the dealer to assume the risk for that product, that's not a supplier you want to work with. So if you find suppliers that end up doing that kind of thing to you, I would talk to them about it and let them know that you're actually thinking about removing their products from your website, no longer, marketing them and selling them. Or they can actually take care of you as a dealer. Okay. All right, the next thing is a supplier that provides great technical support is definitely a great supplier to work with, and a supplier that doesn't sucks, because especially with complex products, you're going to be dealing with customer questions and inquiries, things that you won't know how to handle right away. So suppliers that have technicians on board, on staff, that can answer calls and quickly write back emails and stuff like that, providing accurate answers to the problems that customers are trying to solve, then that's a supplier you want to work with. Ones that don't, be wary of them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're selling. Maybe they haven't been in business that long, that kind of thing. So just be careful. All right, then a kind of obvious one that I should have probably said first, but it's really important, is that a supplier needs to have best-selling products. Okay, you really don't want to bring on suppliers and waste all your time and money onboarding them to your website and your business if they're not even going to sell. Obviously, it doesn't make any sense. So the way you can figure this out is actually pretty simple. You just research your competitors, and you look at the marketplace and the comparison shopping engines, and look at the Amazon listings for those products and stuff like that. See which products have the most reviews, and see which products are ranked at the top of the bestsellers lists on your competitors' websites and the marketplaces. And you'll find best-selling products, and you'll know which suppliers those are, and you'll be able to reach out to those. So get those suppliers first. Don't mess around with the other suppliers that don't have best-selling products. They're just not worth it. All right, and you want to only work with suppliers that carefully vet every new online dealer. And the reason why is because you don't want the market to get flooded with competition after you sign up with a supplier. And if you find that the market's already flooded with competition for a particular supplier, then it's probably just good to not even worry about it at first, but try to get on board with suppliers that aren't quite flooded, because your way into success with e-commerce in the very beginning is going to be entering markets that aren't as saturated with competition, okay? Because you're probably a newbie with marketing, you're not the most skilled person, you don't have a big team of marketers helping you out, assisting you to do stuff, so it's a good idea to research markets until you find one that has a low amount of competition and everything else matches up, and that you can actually pursue that and make some money there, okay? And suppliers that have a ton of dealers, usually what is happening is they're approving every single new application that comes in, okay? So these might be even stores that are just started by fly-by-night entrepreneurs that just want to make a quick buck here and there. They don't really have any long-term place in the actual industry that they're selling in. And so you want to make sure that the suppliers you're working with are very good about vetting new online dealers, okay? And often means you'll need to call and talk to somebody on the phone and explain to them your mission as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, okay? It's a little bit harder, but it's definitely worth it, especially if they won't just approve you over an email, okay? You know it's a better supplier. And lastly, you want to work with suppliers that have really strong branding for their products. So a brand name, a logo, and brand recognition across the industry is really powerful. And if they're going to sign you up, oftentimes they're going to want you also to have strong branding and, you know, brand recognition and be on social media and stuff like that and be recognized. So, you know, it's kind of a give and take kind of a thing. You need to build a strong brand, and then you need to reach out to suppliers with strong brands and be willing to talk to them and be, you know, the sole owner of your business, the person who's the leader. And if you do it right, you can get the best brands on board and you can sell them like crazy, but you need to be willing to commit yourself to getting them and following up and to stay consistent and not give up, okay? It's all about persistence with high ticket dropshipping. So I hope you guys like this video. Go out and get some really good quality dropshipping suppliers and drop the ones that suck. I think it's really important that you make some tough business decisions sometimes. If you find a supplier ends up being one that isn't that great, then you should probably just let them go and move on to greener fields, as they say. All right, guys, if you're interested in getting started with high-ticket dropshipping, I have a couple of free offers for you. Number one, I have a free niches list. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/niches or click the link below to get that free list of high-ticket dropshipping niches that are profitable. All right, and then I also have a free mini course. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com/secrets to get my high-ticket dropshipping secrets mini course, the 3-video series that explains location independence, millionaire mindset, and my high-ticket dropshipping blueprint. And then if you want to get information on how we build stores for our clients and how you can get one as well, you can get my free training called the 3 Phases to Success with my turnkey high-ticket dropshipping store package. That free training is available at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Okay, guys, thanks for watching this video. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, comment below, and let me know if you have any questions. Happy to help anytime. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next video. Take care.